What's up, K-State Nation? This is Take 2 of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here. Yeah, Take 2 here. Got some weird stuff going on outside, so I don't know what's going on, but yeah. KC, y'all be doing some weird stuff over here. I don't know what y'all up to. Some of these individuals are weird. But anyways, the Pro Project Podcast out here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports. Out west in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is a postcast edition of K-State Baseball. Huge series win over BYU. Getting that just a moment, of course, when this comes out. The K-State women's golf team will about to begin the double NCAA regionals in Lexington, Kentucky. So the first four top teams and the non-transfer individual not on the four teams, they will go to the national championships in the middle of the month. So you got that going on as well. So yeah, where's this thing too? This is why I don't do this stuff in the afternoon, because yeah, people will be acting suspicious around here. But anyways, I'm gonna try to knock this out real quick. Anyways, baseball game three, and the bats continued to heat up for the K-State baseball team as their sixth Big 12 series win of 2025, handling easily BYU 13-4 in the series clinching win in Provo, Utah yesterday there. Pete Hughes saying after the series win, proud, quote, proud of our fight to win the last two on the road for a series win. He goes on to say, quote, our top four hitters being on base 16 times can really make a powerful offense of day. Yeah, that has been documented on this podcast many times here this year. And if K-State's going to end the regular season on a stronger note, their offense got to come through there as well. So, obviously, the offense, 31-8 after losing game one 11-6 back on Thursday night, right? They outscored BYU 31-8 the rest of the series. So, look, you can't lose to a Sabar team. That doesn't go to say that they've lost before snapping that 10-game road losing streak. You guys were losing to BYU and everything else like that. Let me see here, BYU. Yeah, so we got something going on around there. But hang on a second. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, three. Yeah, I'm double checking here something for a minute. Okay, all right. Yeah, so No, I'm recording this on Sunday. I'm double checking here real quick my schedule, just because I don't want to get too far off here. Yeah, okay. This has been a hot afternoon there as well. All right, we're on schedule there as well. All right, so get this knocked out and then we'll take care of our afternoon stuff. But yeah, so K-State taking care of BYU. We take a look inside the box score here on the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here. K-State 28th win of the 2025 season, and more importantly their 14th conference win of the year there as well. K-State, get into it right off the bat. You get six runs in the first inning. That sets a tone. Y'all should know that by now. Six runs by K-State in the opening frame. Add two in the second, one in the third. That's nine runs in the first three innings there. And then they tack on two later on in the game in the sixth, and then, of course, two more in the seventh there. Now is it for K-State there. BYU got on the board in the bottom of the second. Two more in the third, one more in the bottom of the sixth. And that was all the scoring that BYU managed to do against the K-State pitching staff. Lincoln Sheffield, about time he showed up. Look, K-State's going to be successful down the stretch. They need performances like Michael Gulvado, Lincoln Sheffield, and Jacob Frost to be on their A game. K-State, yesterday, 13 runs, 18 hits, and an error. First error in the series, and the only error of the series. BYU, some of their 23rd loss of the year. Four runs, nine hits, no errors there. Back to Sheffield, getting the win, his sixth win of the year. 6-4. And look, K-State's going to need all three of those guys to step up here down the stretch as we are in the May here in 2025. This is the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State rolls in the series finale over BYU 13-4, Eddie Greer III here on this odd Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to call it odd Sunday because weird stuff going on and people look suspicious out here and all that stuff. But I'm good. I'm good. Here in Kansas City, Missouri on May 4th, 2025. Jaden Harris getting another loss here in 2025. That is now his seventh loss of the year. He's 1-7. And again, I don't understand why we have James Gaillette in the state, marking him down as a save, when it's really not a save situation there as well. Sheffield, 5 2/3, 7 hits. Well, he still got hit. 7 hits, 4 runs. 3 of those were unearned. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts there, James Gaillette. So K-State using 2 pitchers in this ball game. Yesterday afternoon, James Gaillette, once again, another solid 3 1/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, no runs, walk 3, struck out 5. So James Gaillette was used. James Gaillette had some strong outings in this BYU series as K-State gets out of Provo, Utah, winning the series, taking 2 of 3, and more importantly, overall, snapping, which was a coming into this series, you had a 9 consecutive road losing streak. You had to figure out a way to win. K-State did that well. And now you've won 2 in a row. Can they carry that momentum forward into this week? Shantiro, my guy, getting on base. Score 2 runs. Who's 1 for 4 in the afternoon. Maxis Martin in the number 2 spot in this game. 4 for 5 in this ball game. Score 3 more runs. He driven in 4 runs in this ball game. Seth Dardar adding 3 more hits. Keegan O'Connor continues to be hot in the cleanup spot. 3 more hits for him. Maxis Martin going deep yet again for Kansas State. I don't know how many home runs that is now. And AJ Isavosco continuing to launch home runs for K-State. He added another one there in his ball game as well there as K-State. More importantly now, 14-10 in the Big 12 and 28-20 overall. So still in solid position there. Yeah, James Gaillette back to him. I don't know why we're... We're very, very weird. Speaking of odd Sundays, James Gaillette picked up his 4th save yesterday. So, according to my stats, corner reading off of the stat sheet there as well. And back to Maxis Martin real quick. There's a stat. There's Martin's 14th home run yesterday. Is now tied for 3rd in single season records there. He will easily surpass that there as Maxis Martin continues to hit home runs there along with the rest of his teammates there as well. AJ Savasco hit his 9th home run. So thank you, StatStat, for doing that for me there as well. So now you have the home stretch, right? Final home games of the regular season. You're welcoming West Virginia, who leads the Big 12 Conference. And that's going to start with them, it looks like, Friday. Yeah, it's going to be Friday for them. So they won't step on the field again till Friday. Toyton Family Stadium. This is a huge series for K-State. Not only that, I mean, you have a higher-ranked RPI situation going on, right? And now you have an opportunity to really make it put a huge dent into your resume there by winning the series. West Virginia, 3-game series, a critical 3-game series coming up for them on Friday. I want to double-check it before I fast forward to anything, before I be too quick with anything here. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. It is K-State with a series win. 6th Big 12 Conference Series win of the season. Getting it done over BYU after falling the first game of the series. 13-4, Eddie Greer III, postcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Yeah, so I want to double check because, again, Omaha. Yeah, that's right. Omaha got canceled early in the season, so you guys did not was expecting Omaha. You're not going to get it because it was canceled. So now, K-State, you have all week to prepare for Big 12 leading West Virginia coming in your building, coming to your house where you've been tough all year long. You've only lost, like, what, 2 games all year long at Toyton Family Stadium. So a big golden, sorry for the pun, West Virginia, golden opportunity there to seal the deal there as well. West Virginia series, we'll talk more about the series on the weekend, on next weekend's weekend preview. They're, let me see, West Virginia. 6 o'clock. Am I reading that right? Yeah, 6 o'clock, opening game, West Virginia, the middle game next Saturday, 4 o'clock, and then 1 o'clock, the series finale gets West Virginia there as K-State welcomes Big 12 leader West Virginia into Manhattan, Kansas. That's going to be a huge, it's going to be a huge series there, and a chance to make another statement, folks, here on the podcast. So I got to roll out here, folks. Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get where a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. Again, we're on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. And, of course, find the K-State, myself and Alex Aiden. Of course, tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.